Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Now, I'd first like to thank Patrick Bernard for his beautiful track of Radha Govinda that you just heard as the intro for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. If you'd like to know more about Patrick, check out his website at patrickbernard.com, and you can receive or find this song, Radha Govinda, on his album Chakra Celebration. So let's just, happy new year. Welcome to everybody. We are so, so ecstatically delighted that you came to join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical, cosmic hour. We're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and we're going to have some amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic lineup, which is always a wild card show, it's so multidimensional, layered, and action-packed that we never know what's going to happen. That's why the show goes moment to moment. So we never really plan anything, but what we try to do is definitely spark your creativity, infusing you with all infinite possibilities as we awaken the divine child so that you can have that joy. So let's be daring and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. Now today we have an incredible guest coming on to the show. I'm so happy to welcome him back. He's been back on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. We had him on in the fall, and his activation was just so incredible. We could not have him back, and especially at such a divine dispensation time, the new year, the beginning of a fresh new year, and talk about a cosmic portal of it being 2012. This is a year I've been waiting for since 1994. So I can't think of a better way than to welcome Mikael King from DivineJoy.org. Now, before we bring him on the show, I just want to get to let you know a little bit about him, give you a little bit about his bio, and we're going to ask him to see if he can do one of his activations for us again, because the last time we were just totally, completely, ecstatically out of our minds, and he has just brought a new element that I'm sure you're all going to be really happy to hear about. So without further ado, let me just give you a little bit about him. His name again is Mikael King, and he is joining us from the beautiful Emerald Island of Hawaii. And it's really incredible because we were just saying it's minus 15 where I am, and he's in the beautiful, gorgeous, radiant sun. So we're going to bring this show together and fuse it from these two parts of the world so that you can have this cosmic, incredible show full of ecstasy for the next hour. So Mikael King is a Sacred Heart Sound Activator, Self-Mastery Training Facilitator, Documentary Film Creator, and a Sacred Site Ceremonial Tour Guide. Since the founding of his global service, DivineJoy.org, in 2005, he has been consciously serving the great human Earth shift all around the planet nonstop. He has led and co-facilitated workshops all over America and the Isles of Hawaii. He has also led intensive workshops and retreat trainings internationally in Canada, Italy, Russia, New Zealand, Peru, Switzerland, Brazil. Wow, this is amazing. Mikael is also the visionary founder of the nonprofit OM Foundation, a co-creative eco-living template plan for the new Earth, Ka Mu University in Kauai, Hawaii. Now, over 13 years ago, at the age of 20, Mikael awakened to the spiritual conscious path when he returned from a near-death eternal life review. I love the way he wrote that. From an ocean-drowning experience, since his initial shamanic rebirth liberation, he has journeyed to over 28 countries, studying, learning, facilitating, healing, sharing, transforming, and activating the codes in thousands of fellow human beings into the crystal Ka Moon magic presence. Mikael has also been training in Hatha Sampurna Yoga for the last 15 years and is also certified. Now, in 2009, Mikael returned to his spiritual home in Hawaii and has now anchored his DivineJoy.org global service on the Emerald Mu Island of Kauai. He is also very happy to be back on Mu, as it is the sacred origin point of all enlightened civilization since the last true golden age of Mu. In 2010, Mikhail, with cinematographer Igor Revenko, completed post-production on their grassroots documentary film entitled New Earth Destiny, and will be at festival screening and distributing the film in 2012. Now, this film was inspired by a 2007 synchronistic journey to visit the mystical master Anastasia in Siberia and the super inspiring Russian Ring Cedar eco-village movement that has swept the country. This is amazing how much Mikhail has done. He is also a shamanic angelic rainbow diamond heart activator, facilitator of transformational workshops for the past 8 years, a shaman Ika ecstatic dance DJ, now that's something you definitely want to bring out to your next event, and a high source transmitter. Mikhail also has a Bachelor of Science degree in environmental design from UC Davis, and he now lives in the beautiful North Shore Isle of Kauai. Wow, with such an incredible bio, you're such an inspiration. We would love to welcome you back. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, Mikhail King.
Yes, bless. Aloha, everyone. Happy new now. We have arrived. We have fully arrived here into this glorious new year. And it is, wow, I can't even describe how long we've just been waiting for this moment. The eternal now moment has arrived, and our fullest potential is truly crossing the event horizon. And I am just so excited for to just be on this call with you, Charlotte. And I totally remember the last time I was on the call was, I think I was on tour in Switzerland last August.
That's right. It was a very late call for you.
Yeah, and I remember, it was definitely more kind of in alignment with the full cold, freezing environment of Switzerland. At that time, actually, it was actually not so bad. But, we are just beaming so many beings who are on this call right now. The full divine tropical joy and bliss of Mama Kauai Aina, the sacred lands here that I call my home. And I know that's how we actually reconnected was here, maybe 2 years ago, I think it was almost?
It was something like that.
Yeah.
And it was such an incredible remembering of from all those past lifetimes. It was amazing. And we had that phenomenal ceremony that we did the evening that we met, which was just astounding. It's still to this day. I'll never forget that. It was such a beautiful ceremony that we had with that. You also had that didgeridoo.
There was
we're gonna have many more of those.
definitely.
And we're just so happy to have you back and to also share about all the amazing things that you've been up to and give us an update. Mm-hmm. What is new? What are you doing for those of you?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, I am. Currently, I just literally got off the phone on another call for this incredible new blog talk radio show on the Living Light Network entitled Naked Earth Transmissions, or NET. And that's been my new little exciting project that started about a month ago. We've just completed our fourth transmission, and it has just been phenomenal where we're going because, honestly, so much has happened in this last year. I just returned from a really deep and powerful journey to talk about Stargate activation and remembering and reinvigorating visionary inspiration in the body to kind of it paved the way for this Naked Earth Transmission download that started to happen already as we moved into 2012 and beyond. But I came back from Pachamama and spent time in Peru and Bolivia, and I've been back here in Kauai for the last couple months, and there's just been so much that has just come full circle. And one of the things that was really so apparent in my journey to South America and the sacred sites down there was that there's this huge, just personally for me, another level of embodying the magic of the body and coming into this new realization that we are so, there's a part of our spiritual technology that is desiring for us to get so in the body, so naked in the body, so down into the, actually like the neuromuscular alignment of how our tissues and our muscles and our, you know, everything that's inside of the body is just a outer reflection of the universe on the inside. And the more that we actually honor this incredible temple that we call home in this moment for our soul star, that we can actually expand more and be more in the full realization of our potential in every moment. And so that's kind of actually given us this whole sort of new opening. I just actually have been totally opened up by another dear brother, Micah Sky, who's actually still here on the land that I'm stewarding. And we're about to dive into another session, but we just went into a full two-hour transmission about the matrix of consciousness in the body. And that's just really in alignment with the naked earth, because the naked earth, the earth, Gaia, she's naked. She's ready for all of us in this moment to shed the clothing of not only 2011, but the entire cycle of the last cosmic year, the last 26,000 years. And all of our lifetimes and all of our patterns and all the things that are no longer serving us, so that we can fully get transparent, authentic, honest, juicy, and actually get physically naked too, because that's what this is all about. It's about enjoying our lives and blissing out and being naked again, realizing that any fear that we have around that kind of transparency, around that kind of rawness of getting into the parts of ourselves that are still holding pain body or still holding any semblance of attachment to, you know, any lower vibrational thought forms, that we can just fully free that up by getting naked, by allowing and exposing ourselves and being vulnerable. And I just love that this show is just really honoring the magic of the goddess, because that really is what this is all about. It's God is, you know, God is in the body, it's in the form, it's in every moment. It's in every thought and every feeling that we have, and we're vibrating right now in this moment like antennas. And it's really important for us to really tune in to, like, what exactly are we broadcasting in every moment, and where are we broadcasting that from? You know, and I think that's part of the journey that I've been on recently, that I've invited, is to just to another level of transparency and authenticity in the body, to really free up what we're saying and what we're actually exchanging and communicating, so that it can get more real than it's ever been, so that we can actually bring the light into the dirt. We can bring the light into the mud, so that we can actually truly evolve as a species all around this planet. And what I've noticed through the calls that I've been doing is that there's this huge reemergence of the divine masculine, honoring the divine feminine, and this sacred part of ourselves that has been seemingly manipulated in the last few thousand, you know, tens of thousands of years to some people, and how we're coming into this 2012 year where we're being asked, and even times forced through the torsion field of our awareness, to fully embody all aspects of the unresolved issues and the shadow patterns on any level to come into balance with not only the divine feminine, but also the sacred masculine and the part of ourselves that, because there is so much, I think, it feels like in the new age or in the cultural creative atmosphere where we've concentrated so much on coming into this space of enlightenment and transcending duality that we've actually forgotten that there are parts of our bodies, there are parts of our, down to our cells and our blood cells and our bones and our muscle and our myofascia, that we're still holding tremendous duality in our body. We're still separating ourselves from being completely naked inside of our bodies, from really acknowledging and loving every single aspect of this temporary temple that we call home. So there's been this kind of programming, both religious and spiritually, and even in the kind of new age cultural creative consciousness, where we've kind of disconnected ourselves from touch, from understanding that touch and kundalini and nurturing and sensuality, which we have so much of here in Hawaii, the life force of sensuality, the touch, the connection, the people here. There's so many things that are alive that we can feel. And that's not only just like what we feel superficially, but also at the deepest of levels within our actual matrix of consciousness within our cellular mainframe. And so the whole intention of really going into this state of I don't know, and this state of unknowable unknowing that we're so in, it's like what you were saying earlier about how we don't know what's going to happen on this call. And that's kind of been the same sort of intention for the Naked Earth Transmissions, which has been so exciting, is that we don't know. We don't have the answers. We know as much as we can with the languaging of the universe, but the fact is we've got to take that K away from the knowing and be in the nowing. And when we're in the nowing of things, it's alive. It's a verb that's alive. It's action that's like feeling that's connected. And that's been a big part of the Naked Earth Transmission, is how do we make this real? How do we make this accessible? How do we continue to show up? And even though we may be going through so much in our bodies right now, and there's so much changing, because 2012 is going to be a massive rainbow roller coaster. You know, it's going to be a huge ride, and there's going to be a lot of things that are going to start to complete themselves in what we've known as our reality. Even the reality of how do we exchange and how do we communicate and how do we create, you know, the ability to survive in these bodies in the matrix. And it really feels like, and this is kind of across the board of what's happening, that those things are going to come to a completion cycle. And we have this opportunity now that we're here to really start to align and attune and bring together those who have seemingly fallen apart but are now wanting and desiring to come back together. And the more that we come into the body, we're embracing, you know, the shadow, we're embracing the unresolved issues, we're embracing the dark as much as the light. And what's happening is we're moving collectively into not only personal creative empowerment, but how do we weave this collectively into an empowerment that everyone is naked, everyone is transparent, everyone is authentic, and there's something else that's forming, something incredibly exciting, incredibly thrilling. Not one of us has the answer, but we all are showing up to provide a collective experience of the answer. And I think that's what's really exciting me, is that this concept of the Naked Earth is that we can get emotionally naked, we can get sexually naked, we can get mentally naked, we can get psychically naked, we can get spiritually naked. And yet all of that really has to do with how deeply are we getting physically naked. How are we allowing literally the sun on our bodies? How are we allowing that part of that we want to cover with our clothes and the different layerings of our ego? How are we shedding all those things, shedding this skin of our nakedness, so that we can actually receive the full balance and divine glory of where we're going from this moment right now? For those of you on this call, and I know there's a lot of things still processing of last year and even beyond that, as we're moving into the deep kind of time of how do we configure, what's our new story, how are we co-creating existence now, what are the answers, is what we've done before going to work again for another year? You know, so I really want to offer everyone on the call the question of, like, you know, how can we make some really deep changes at the core of the sacred heart when we're naked and there's nothing else left over, there's nothing left for us to hide, there's nothing left for us to keep secret, I really invite you to get naked with me. I really invite you to transmit, because the more that you can get naked, the more that you can shed those layers that you've held on for years, even at the body level, okay, at the physical, psychosomatic body level, that we can start to actually show up and be this tremendous transformation and change in 2012. So 2012 is, it's here. And everything that is being collectively intended right now in this moment is for us to be as transparent as possible in every aspect of our lives. So I really invite us to look at the lensing of what anything left over in our filters, anything left over that we're not wanting to turn over, leaving no rock unturned or leaving no leaf unturned in our consciousness. How can we free up the skeletons in our closet and love them and embrace them even more, because they have power for us. Our lower selves, as much as our higher selves, and when we play this dualistic game of the higher self, lower self, there's aspects of our consciousness that are wanting love just as much as we're wanting love and having that tendency to go out of the body for that love, to go to something higher, to go to something outside of ourselves, whether that's materially or spiritually. We have a golden responsibility right now to the universe, actually, because this is what's happening with Mama Gaia. She's getting naked. She's shedding her skin. She's literally going into a transparency field where she can be fully arriving in her fullest potential as an Earth star. So that means each and every one of us has got to also do that work. And of course, it's all honoring choice, because we have choice in every moment. But that choice point literally is on the edge right now. And to those of us who are here, still in the body, still playing the Earth game as a human being, we have a tremendous responsibility to expand this to a whole nother level. And we're finding that until we do this, we're not going to actually see the changes in the actual physical atmosphere. We're not going to actually see the changes that are of our fullest potential, of all the dreams of not only like where we're having fresh water, where we're having incredible radiation-free sunlight, where we're having, you know, the ability to breathe the air because it's clean and it's clear, that we have earth that we can grow crops in, that we can actually, that still is alive, that has minerals and has nutrients to feed the soil of the next cycle. So these are all things. And, of course, our fire and our light. Where can it burn clean? These are all the things that I really want to speak to right now in the elementals as we move into 2012, because it's really about the naked earth transmission. Essentially is about the plan. And the only plan right now is Plan ET Earth. That's what I keep saying, is that right now we are having to really acknowledge our galactic selves, really acknowledge our universal selves, and realize, okay, that's done. We got it. We're doing that. Now, how do we bring it back into the body? How do we bring it back into co-creating these spaces of love? And I noticed that Charlotte, you had talked about, introduced my bio. And yes, this year, the phenomenal journey that I took to Russia over 4 years ago now was so inspiring, because this is what these people are doing in Russia and now all around the planet, is creating from these 10 books, these spaces of love, these finding your beloved, and creating a space of love on 2.5 acres or 1 hectare of land, and finding that we can create these temples in our bodies to eat clean food, to eat life force enriching food, to change our lifestyle so that we honor the vessel, we honor the body, that we start to get into sacred touch, that we start getting into understanding how to weave true tantra, which is in every moment. When we align with spirit, the Holy Spirit, and bring it into form and use that alchemy to create fields of magnetism and nurturing and nesting, honoring the feminine aspect of ourselves. Because part of, as the earth becomes a sun star, okay, that's eventually where Gaia is going, and we're in that process as we move through 2012 year, is that we're also doing that. And part of that is becoming balanced in our body. Part of that is becoming androgynous. Part of that is finding ways in which we can honor that masculine, feminine in ourselves in every moment and weave out anything left over that's no longer serving this last separation game that we have just completed 2011 and, you know, and in the past. So one of the ways in which I'm really excited about right now is that when we get into the body, part of how we do that is this whole transformational breath process, this process that we can go when we start weaving the intelligence and when we start going through the different ways in which we connect to all the different ways of being in the galaxy, in the universe, connecting with ascended masters, connecting with our greater family of light. How can we actually bring them as reference points? How do we bring them as nodes back into the body so that the inter-universe within our body, every cell, every atom, every subatomic particle that's part of the greater city of our consciousness, which is our bones and our muscles and our tissues, how do we weave those communication cells on the intercellular level in a way that can flush out toxins, flush out impurities, flush out sort of the alleyways and the gutters of our inner cities so that we can start radiating truly as golden cities of light? You know, it's like Yeshua was saying, you know, if ye be on the top of a hill, you cannot be hid. And it's true. You have to shine. And that's really what it's all about this year, is that each of us are being asked to fully rest our temples and our consciousness at a level of being on top of the hill and shining our light like never before. And that's really what 2012 is all about.
Standing in the level of living your life in the true divine orgasmic ecstasy. And as you step into that, that's what
Absolutely.
It feels like when you're standing in the divine flow. It's so incredible what you're doing. This transmission that you've given us is beyond phenomenal. Out of all the times I've ever done this show, Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, out of all the shows we've done, we're going to be coming up on our first year in a few months. I have never had the door going, the neighbor hitting the wall, the alarms going, the cars driving by honking the horns. It's always silent. Whenever you hear these kind of external messages, especially to what you're saying, it represents breaking down those old patterns, those old behavioral issues. The doors are swinging open to this whole new life, this whole new existence. And I can't imagine, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but on this Naked Earth transmission with you. It sounds fantastic. We love the
Absolutely.
Passion that you have. And I have to
yeah,
say,
you know what it's like? It's like, what it's just real quick what I was just...
No, please, go right ahead.
Was like, basically, it's like this giant rocket ready for liftoff. And the rocket itself is Mother Earth, this beautiful blue-green planet that we have, has just unconditionally loved us for so much eons of time, so many different incarnations, so many bodies that we've incarnated on. For those of us who have been in a human body on Earth for many lifetimes, you know, and even for those of you, this is your first lifetime in a body, you know, and walk-ins or whatever. The concept of that I've been visualizing and seeing, just imaginifying that we're lifting off, and she's like in the countdown. And it's like, you know, those who have been not doing the work, it's like all of a sudden, it's like the doors are banging. Things are like, things have to be completely shaken up in order for us to let go of the constructs that we're secure, we're safe, we're comfortable, you know, and all those things have been really shaken up as we've moved up to this point in 2012. Of course, we all know. And, you know, seemingly freedoms are being taken away and occupy this. And, you know, it's like more than ever, we're occupying ourselves. We have to occupy this body so much that when we resonate like these antennas, like these living light acupressure points that I use that analogy all the time, all around the earth, what's happening is that we're creating this whole new field of awareness. We're creating by not giving our energy and broadcasting duality and separation and all the things that are no longer serving. And we get more in the body. We get more into the synchronicity of the body, the intelligence of the body. the telepathy in the body, that we're going to transcend technology. We're not going to actually have these calls anymore. We're not going to even need these, these tiny
supercharged cell phones
boxes.
That can cook a turkey and cars that can park themselves.
Exactly. And we don't need these tiny little crystals that are running these little tiny chips inside the computer when we're the entire huge living crystal that's broadcasting and transmitting this new frequency. But I'm not saying that as like, oh, okay, well, this is some new age Eric Berry thing. I'm saying that is, yeah, we've got to get into the muck. We've got to get into the dirty. We've got to take action. We've got to, and that action could be literally working on your body, you know, not looking at touch and massage as this separate, oh, this is my, what my dear friend Mike was saying, like we've been trained to kind of create touch and massage as this kind of like special thing that we get. When the fact is, it's like if you look at animals, and the animals are coming up really big right now because they're part of this liftoff. And they're coming up to us, the different, the winged ones, as well as the four-legged ones, the two-legged ones, the creepy collies, all of them are coming in saying, hey, connect with us. Understand that there's an animalistic intelligence, this primordial consciousness of the body that you are forgetting, that you are not remembering. And if you don't align with us, you're going to suffer, okay? And that part of it is that we've got to get in the body. We've got to start touching each other. We've got to start, and this is coming from the fullest potential, okay? I'm not saying, like, out of duality touch people. I'm talking about sacred touch and even going even deeper than that, going into the body, going into
well,
the
then let's get into it. Let's talk about the aspects of Tantra and how even before we came on to do this show today, how we were talking about that extra Merkaba and putting it in as the sexual aspect and how important and valid that is as well. There's many people listening to this who are also doing the Merkaba, myself included. I do the activation almost every single day. It's rare that I miss a day. And it's
right.
Like you need that next step. Well, how do you get to the 12-pointed star? How do you get to the 18-pointed star? And that's exactly what we just talked about before we came. So let's bring that up here, too, and see the value of how important it is to also add in that tetrahedron, that extra one, so that mm-hmm. it represents that aspect of your sexuality. You know,
absolutely.
In a transmission about 3-4 days ago, or on New Year's Eve, came through. It was so interesting. About hearing about how now, with the awakening of the goddess, the return of the goddess, the return of the co-creating powers with nature and all of creation and all the kingdoms on earth, and as we anchor the divine current so that we can have heaven on earth here, one of the things I found so astounding is we're also now stepping into, moving out of Pisces into Aquarius, is how now even Jesus, the Ascended Master Jesus Christ, some of you know him as Jesus, and some of you know him as Lord Sananda, which is his higher self, that he too is now stepping back and behind Mary Magdalene as the goddess steps forward, and Lady Nada, who is the higher self of Mary Magdalene, how important this is and how vital that you were mentioning too about sacred sexuality and this whole connection again with naked earth. It's truly astounding.
Yeah, absolutely, Charlotte. I mean, it's just the time. Like, we're so behind on this. It's ridiculous, you know, and I have to just honor you and honor this show and just, you know, for you to fearlessly put this forth because it's time. It's time for the message. I really actually, just to speak to that really specifically, what I received at the Temple of the Moon, which holds the divine feminine spark for the whole planet, and that's what I received in the middle of Lake Titicaca, which is connected to Mu and connected to the whole consciousness of Hawaii and Lemuria and everything we're talking about, was that it's time for the men of the planet to open their hearts and literally just hold their heart space open and allow in that heart space the trust field so that the feminine, the divine feminine, can really just actually step in to her role model as being the visionary. And that has been so suppressed and so dumbed down, of course, and that's a whole story that we're transcending right now in this moment.
In a massive
but I
shadow.
Just want to speak to that because as much as we say that, our cellular bodies are carrying so much pain body and so much suffering around that we sometimes don't even acknowledge that. A lot of us, we tend to just kind of say, okay, yeah, we know that as a mental concept. We know that as a construct, and we totally acknowledge that that's what's going on, but we forget that it's still lodged. The deep pain of our power starts to wane, okay? Our life force starts to wane when we don't actually acknowledge that pain body at the core level of our being, at the core level of our body. And part of that is actually embracing that pain, because we have so much fear around pain that we want to go towards the pleasure, always light, always polarization of it, that we forget about the pain, we forget about the shadow, we tend to move. And what's happening is, like you were saying, it's like doors are slamming, cars are honking, it's like the pain wants to be released. It's like, no, I need to be loved up now. You need to acknowledge me. You can't have fear around me anymore. You need to embrace this. If you don't embrace this, you know, you're not going to be on, you're not going to be able to be with the naked earth. And that's the thing that's happening, is that guy is like, I'm getting naked. If you're not naked, I'm going to honor your choice, but you're not going to be in the naked body anymore. You're not going to be with this living vessel that's filled with life force that I've gifted to you, you know, and allowed to be on this beautiful blue-green planet for a certain amount of time. And so that's really where we're at right now. And part
now let's take
of
it
how
over,
we do that
and
is,
I'm sorry to cut you up, but I wanted to bring into going into the breath.
Sure,
you also have a really great event that's coming up related to the breath, and how do we anchor the light? Well, it's through breathing. How do we activate our Merkaba? Through breathing.
Yeah, totally.
Take us to this. You have this next incredible class and workshop or play shop that you're also putting on as well. Let's talk a little bit about that and how to bring in the sacred breath to activate the new earth, the naked earth.
Absolutely. So my whole journey through the breath process for many, many moons, many years, through yogic pranayama to Tibetan lung exercises to, you know, holotropic breath work, rebirthing, all these things finally led me to the one that was really calling my heart 8 years ago, which was actually downloaded by a dear brother named Ray Ishna. And I received the initial training from him. And from that time, in the last 7-8 years, I've refined it and have created this whole experience called Crystal Helix Breath Light Activation. And they're basically, the whole intention is to really help you align with the star that you are, which is opening up and becoming this crystal light body, this Christ all crystal light body, and weaving the DNA helix. So when we get down to the subcellular subatomic particle, we start to free up this junk DNA and activate it in the tantra at the cellular level. So we can create tantra in every aspect of our lives. Tantra isn't just about having sex. It's not just about, okay, let's go have sex. Let's do these at practices. And of course, those things are important. You need to understand the working of your body, the perineum, its relationship with contraction, moving the energy up from the root. These are all very ancient, tantric Taoist practices and even beyond that.
And everyone who honored the goddess always knew about this.
Absolutely, and these are the practices that Yeshua ben Joseph and Mary Magdalene did very regularly.
Shall we say religiously?
They were weaving this energy all the time. They did this in the Egyptian temples, and they were the ones that first open sourced it to a group of beloveds that chose to do this. They weren't their disciples; they were their just brothers and sisters. And because they were lighthouses, and they activated their crystal light body, their helixes were at the 12, 24 strand, you know, moving this stellated dodecahedron, moving these four equilateral triangles in their physical body as well as their subtle bodies and their...
A lot of us forget about how the importance of it. And as you said, too, I love how you addressed the whole part about sex and how it is also, too, as we move it out of that aspect of lust and move it into divine and into sacred union, it is incredible how it absolutely transforms your whole outlook on life, not to mention your cellular DNA and your own individual power. So now it seems like we lost Mikhail. Maybe we got a little too hot on that transmission. And so what we'll do is, as we're waiting to get him back onto to the line, as our lovely, fantastic producer in the studio, Doug, is getting that together, we will start with doing a quick activation so we can align your kundalini from the cosmic and the earth kundalini, bring you into the heart center, and hopefully by that time we have Mikhail back on the line so that he can take it over.
Hello,
from there.
Everyone.
And do, there you are, and do a sacred activation.
I'm back on. Obviously, we were already...
We're already blowing the lines. It's not new. Last year I had to replace my TV, my toaster, my microwave, and 3 cell phones. So this is not new.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All upgrades. That's what I kept getting. That's what I kept hearing. You're getting upgraded. Okay. So
yeah,
I've dematerialized the 4G cell phone as well. So who knows what's going to be next.
Exactly.
So we don't have much time left, and you've been such an amazing guest. We definitely want to bring you back. Let's try to do a quick activation so that we can get this year started off, get everybody ready, get everybody, I just love it, naked and ready to pulsate and live in divine orgasmic ecstasy. So let's play.
Well, I'd just like to say one thing real quick.
Please.
Just to finish the thread, was that... the breath is everything. So basically, if you're drawn to work with me, I'm going to be offering everything. This is the year to just lay it all out. So everything that I've done in the last 15 years, it's just time to share all of it. It's a facilitator training, but really it's a sharing of everything that Mikhail King is, everything that I've been doing with Divine Joy for the last 7-8 years globally. It's time to help other people to activate their blueprint and share this work with the world. The whole intention is to really activate Divine Joy and help people to become crystal helix facilitators and really help other people, because this is what's happening. Work has to go out right now. People have got to start stepping up into being facilitators of this work and helping people to serve this great 2012 shift that we're in right now. And there's still work to be done. There's still embodiment to be had. And we're not done yet. We're still transforming. We're still changing. All of us who are still in the body need to do that. We all need to get on a clear playing field. It's got to be crystal clear, and we've got to be naked and authentic as best as we can. So, yeah, it's coming up. I'm doing 3 courses, Breathlight 1.1. It's the first training, which will lead to Breath Tantra 2.2, and then Breath Mastery 3.3. It'll be Vision Quest. It'll be purpose alignment. You'll be working not only with the elements, but with color, sound, movement, sacred geometry, how to set up a mesa and honor the 5 elements, the 10 directions, the 4 corners of planet Earth, how to create space. All of these things are all intricately intertwined into how we can create conscious change, not only for ourselves, but for another person. And when 2 or more are gathered, you know, for 12 others to actually pull this work out, so that we can really activate the 144,000 this year, because that's what this is all about. The naked earth is saying 144,000, that sacred number, 12 times 12, 144,000, that living light prophecy of 144,000 light embodied messengers doing the good work, humbly, transparently, authentically, all around the planet. It's time, and I'm really excited to serve this up, both on the inner tantra, the outer tantra, and the breath is where it is all going to begin, and it's where it all ends. Because when we come out of the womb, we take our first breath, and when we leave our body, our soul leaves with the last breath. So the breath is everything. The breath is aloha here in Hawaii. It's how we exchange the life force. The breath is crystal clarity. The breath is everything, and the breath is nothing. So we got to be nothing in order to be everything. So that's what this is all about. It's coming up here in 3 weeks. The first 1.1 training, January 24th to 29th. And if you feel like coming out, you still have a few spaces out. Love to see some of your faces here in Kauai.
And please check out the website so you can get more information, divinejoy.org.
Yeah, it's on the right-hand side. Just click the little icon with the flyer, read the transmission down below, and it'll lead you to all the information specifically about Breathlight 1.1 training coming up here in 3 weeks. It's and time
pay
to
attention, because we got
earth.
The police sirens just going off right now, so this is very important. All these new opportunities that are coming in. Once again, we are joined by Mikhail King from DivineJoy.org. We've just received an incredible transmission, and talk about juiced up. I'm sure everybody who's listening is pumped up and ready to go. And anyone remembers the amazing activation that you did when you were back a few months ago, and it was a very late night for you while you were in Switzerland. Well, we got a few minutes left, and shall we?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So let's just, we'll be playing There's No Place Like Om in the background, the sacred Om, as we get everybody ready, and we just have a few minutes, so what we'll do is we'll take it in, and we'll try to wrap it up as fast as we can, but in the timelessness state that we truly are in. So getting into a receiving position, take a deep breath, inhale through the nose, and exhale, and inhale once again. And for the ladies listening to this transmission, bring your awareness and your focus to your second chakra. And for the gentlemen, bring it to your first, which is at the root of your spine. And visualize a tube of light, the width of your body, flowing into the center of the earth as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We call upon the planetary, cosmic, spiritual hierarchies and celestial realms of light to be present with us for this activation. We call on the higher self, the Christ-embodied self, and ascended master self of every person listening to this transmission at this time and in later in their real time. We also invite the soul extensions, the monad, and the mighty I Am presence to come forth and be present with us for this healing journey activation. And as you continue to breathe, we also invoke the Mahatma energy, Lord Metatron and Melchizedek to be present with us. We ask for the platinum nets to come down and sweep through everybody's four-body vehicle. As we ask for an axitonal alignment with cosmic integration. Feeling yourself stepping into and embracing the nectar of life. We ask to activate your cosmic kundalini energy. Feel this incredible, glorious, luminescent energy as it is above the top of your head, radiating like the sun. And feel it flowing downwards in through your skull, the top of your head, as this amazing energy begins to flow through you, filling you up with light. We ask for the Arcturian emissaries of the light at this time to fill you all with light, all of your organs and tissues, down past the blood, down past the subatomic particle levels. As we also ask for you to bilocate soul traveling up into the solar core to sit on the ascension seat of Helios and Vista. And as you sit into this ascension seat, begin to feel the divine current as it flows through you. Feel the energy of the cosmic kundalini as it flows in from the grand central sun into our sun and galaxy. As it flows and awakens you, aligning you with living in the ecstasy of the new earth codes. And as you feel it flowing down through every vertebrae, elongating your spinal column, your cosmic divining rod, or as the Egyptians call it, the dejed. Feel it flowing downwards to your perineum, where you feel the energy flooding in and filling the perineum, where you have this diamond shape that activates your master cells. awakening and aligning you. And feel a pulsation as it flows through you, sending it into the center of the earth, where it activates the earth kundalini, mixing and merging, reawakening, aligning with the liveness and vibrance of Mama Gaia. As the energy flows back up from the earth kundalini, up through the soles of your feet, pulsating at the base of your spine, intertwining and aligning, as you feel the aliveness and the juiciness of Mother Earth awakening you to your highest unlimited potential. And feel the alignment as it flows upwards, expanding your heart, awakening your soul matrix, opening up that sacred chamber of divine union within your heart, allowing to fill you with divine joy as our cosmic guide, Mikael, takes you on a journey of remembering the masterpiece that you were created to be.
Swaha Om.
and allowing the breath to ecstatically awaken you, feeling your eternal presence in the infinite eternal now. We ask for all the key codes, sacred geometry, and fire letters that are in accordance to your resonance at this vibratory rate at this time to be anchored in through you, as well as rising your atomic structure to the highest degree possible in accordance with your resonance. We also ask your mighty I Am presence to activate and spin your Merkaba, spinning that inner Merkaba to the right, the outer Merkaba to the left, and activating the new sexual Merkaba to spin in its divine, architect, orchestrated level, helping to ground, solidify, and stabilize all energies that have been called forth and anchored through this transmission. We also request to transfer these heavenly energies into the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. Ladies, bringing your awareness and focus back to your second chakra, at your navel, and gentlemen, back to your first at the base of your spine. Release that cord of light that we placed there at the beginning of this transmission, sending a new tube of light down into the center of the Earth. Once again, asking the divas of the earth plane to connect you to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We thank you as we disconnect from you but maintain our higher light. And as you take a deep breath, begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, bringing you back into the ever-present infinite now. And when you feel it is that right time for you, open your eyes. Mikael, thank you so much for that fantastic activation and for this divine dispensation time of at the beginning of the year of 2012. We can't think of a better way to start it off this year. Thank you so much for being back on the show.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. We are so honored. Everybody,
mahalo, kia koa.
Oh, and for the listeners that don't know
aloha,
what that
everyone.
Means.
Yeah, malama kualoha. May you take care of your breath this year. May you take care of your body. And may you be in right relationship with the aina, the land, malama aina. And yeah, thank you so much, Charlotte. That was a beautiful way to start the new you year, the new we year. The new 2012 now moment that we have been putting so much attention towards is now here. And we can do it. We are doing it. It's happening, and it's exciting, and it's thrilling, and it's deep, and it's let's be this naked earth change we've all been waiting for.
Well, congratulations on all the success and everything that you've been doing. Once again, please, if you want to check out Mikael King, look him up at divinejoy.org. And we thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be having, starting on January 17th, we're beginning a radio series, A Dimensions of Love, with Padma Aeon Prakasha. We're going to be having an amazing Egyptian window activation. So please join us on our next show. You can check him out at christblueprint.com. And once again, we thank you so much, Mikael, divinejoy.org, for being with us and giving us this amazing activation. And for all of you that listened in today joining us, we wish you all magical days, and we cannot forget the nights, living in divine cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings.